did, only it seems like they really just picked the wrong game entirely. I mean, I'll put it this way. I was at Summer Games earlier this year. I played Grounded 2, which is another game from Obsidian, and it's about to enter Early Access, and that is a game that is intended to serve up at least 50 or 60 or 70 hours worth of content, depending on how you play it, including co-op multiplayer and plenty of post-launch support. That game is selling for $30. I then went across the hall for my Outer Worlds 2 hands-on demo, and if that sequel is anything like the first game, it'll be, you know, 15 to 30 hours long, have no multiplayer, have paid DLC expansions, and it's gonna sell for $80? I asked the game director why they were raising the price, and the Microsoft PR person promptly intervened to say that Obsidian can't answer questions about game pricing, and that those questions should be directed to Microsoft. I'm sure the game director was both relieved that he didn't have to answer for Microsoft's bullshit, but also annoyed that that bullshit was happening in the first place. Anyway, this week Microsoft announced that actually they've thought about it some more, and now Outer Worlds 2 is going to be $70 after all.